Blog Talk Radio. Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting right here from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. We are so excited to have all of our listeners all across the World Wide Web. Welcome to those that are in the chat room. We give you a big shout out. We're just excited for this wonderful time of the year, and we thank you so much for tuning in, as you always do. I'm telling you, I have a phenomenal show lined up for you today. Oh, I'm just excited as I can be. As you know, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And I'm telling you, we got something in store for you today. So let's get this party started, because I do have my special guest in the virtual studios right now. Ladies and gentlemen, you have seen her on Style Network's Whose Wedding Is It Anyway? I'm telling you, she is one of the best wedding planners on the show, in my personal opinion. She is also the creative director and principal consultant of Premier Event Management, and it's her job to ensure that her clients have the most amazing, breathtaking, awe-inspiring, emotional, beautiful, well-managed, oh my God, event and nuptial that she can put together for you. She has over 16 years of experience in putting together phenomenal events, and she loves every moment of it. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I am pleased to bring to the mic Miss Lynette Richardson Hall. Welcome to the show, Lynette.
Oh, good evening, Charvette. Thank you so much for that lovely introduction.
You are me. You're like, oh, that's me. You are quite welcome. You did the work. You did the work. Again, we are so excited to have you on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we just want to learn a little bit more about you.
Well, look, I'm always happy to chat up, you know, what I do and how I do it. So you know what? I always tell people, I'm pretty much open book. Go ahead and ask, and I'll give you a very honest answer.
All right. That's all that we want here. So let's start from the beginning. How did you even begin your career as a bridal consultant or event planner?
Well, I think most people would be surprised. I truly come from the corporate America background. I've worked in business. Oh, my God. It's so funny. I was looking at my latest Social Security statement, and I realized I started working when I was 16.
Wow.
I'll be 50 soon.
Oh, you look fabulous.
Well, thank you very much. But actually, it was my getting married that kind of started this snowball.
Okay.
I mean, I'd always, you know, been the go-to girl for parties and things like that, because I just really love to entertain, and I think there's nothing better than a great party, but I also realize that there are elements to make it work. You just can't tell people, hey, drop on by and we'll do something.
Right.
My friends know that drop on by because I'm going to do something means a little bit more, you know, and they come prepared, so, you know, there are no surprises. But when I got married, everyone talked about this wedding, and they were like, that was just the best wedding we've been to. You should be a wedding coordinator.
Wow.
Okay, well, sidebar, okay, fine. You know, and I didn't think about it right then and there, but it was my ex-husband who said, you know, you really did do a good job, and, you know, you should research that. So I did, and I found out how big the industry was. I was like, well, okay, this would be good, something for me to do.
Yeah.
And that was the initial drive, something for me to do. I guess I should know my own self, you know, should thy own self be true?
Uh-huh.
I just took it to another level, that's all. And so 16 years later, you know.
Wow, the rest
is grand old time.
There you go. So you have to tell us the story of how you got introduced or connected with Style Network and the Whose Wedding Is It Anyway, which is certainly a smash hit show for them. How did you get connected with that?
I'm actually what I call through the power of networking. A colleague of mine in Chicago, I always tell people I know people. I know people from all over the country. And she sent me a fax and said, you know, you might be interested in this. And I contacted producers. You know, we had a nice little chat, and they were looking for people in basically New York and L.A., but, you know, they're like, we'll keep your info on file and show you just how interested I was. I was like, okay, and I left it at that. They called me back a couple weeks later and said, you know, can you send us a picture and a bio? Sure.
Okay.
Call me back a week later. Can you send us a tape? We'll be doing some stuff. Sure.
Wow.
And after that tape, I got another phone call. It says, we want to send a camera crew down to film you.
Wow.
It's a screen test. I was like, okay. Again, you know, nonchalant.
Uh-huh.
I had never seen the show.
Okay.
It wasn't on my cable lineup. So it was like, yeah, okay, fine. And they came down. We did the screen test on a Wednesday. I got a phone call on that Friday saying, if you want it, it's yours. And that was season 2. We were about to go into season 10.
My goodness.
So, and I'm proud of, I did it because I wanted people to understand what my job, what my profession
mm-hmm.
was about. That I'm not the church lady. I'm not your little friend who likes just to run around because I think weddings are fun.
Right.
That's not it. I'm a businesswoman. This is a profession. It is a viable, I mean, weddings are about a $70 billion a year industry.
Absolutely.
It's a viable place to be. And I wanted to show people that it's, I'm not like J-Lo.
Uh-huh.
Friends, I got some tricks up my sleeve.
All right.
Now, and I do have my Manolos and everything else. I don't wear them to weddings, though. That's when I want to be cute.
Right.
I wear aerosols to weddings. Because and, you know, I wanted people to understand that. So that is the main reason I did the show. And I guess what you see on television is who I am. That's
yeah.
not acting.
I mean, it certainly looks authentic to me. And I think to people love you because you have that authenticity, and people look for that. You know, there are some people who may be a little bit more flamboyant or what have you, but certainly I think what we get from your episodes is just authentic. You're just authentic.
Well, and people who know me, you know, they say the same thing. They're like, yeah, that's my best friend is clear. She's like, that's my best friend on TV. And yes, she is just like that. You know, straight shot, no chasing. She's not acting. You know, when you see her put her eyebrows up like that,
uh-huh.
somebody don't piss her off. You know, so everybody knows that's how I am, but I'm glad that I'm able to bring something, I'm glad, almost perfection.
Yes.
To it, because in a lot of the way the media has personified this industry, either things are over the top or you have people who are incompetent.
Right.
Now, my theory is, why can't I just be good at what I do and show people that this is what happens when you hire a professional and this is why you hire a professional? So that's always my goal. I don't need to be flamboyant. I don't need to be crazy. I don't need drama. I just need this to work and for it to be drop-dead gorgeous. That's
outstanding. And you do a great job. So how did they select the brides for the show?
It really is a process through production. So actually, to be honest, I don't have anything to do with it.
Oh.
I can make suggestions, but it is up to, you know, they want wonderful big personalities on the show.
Uh-huh.
You know, and they want a story. So, you know, not every, and I tell even my clients this, not everybody is made for television. And it goes
right.
to me as a planner. Not everybody is made for that small screen. You have to have a certain persona.
Right.
And a lot of times when people meet me in the parking lot of the supermarket, they will say, when I watch you on television, it's like I'm having a conversation with someone I've known
mm-hmm.
for so long. You know, you seem so warm and approachable, not snippety and unapproachable. Well, the
right.
same goes for who's on, you know, the brides and grooms are on there. They want people that people can, you know, relate to. But I always tell people, it's not what you think. It's hard work. It's a lot hard work. But
wow.
I love it.
Outstanding. And brides that are interested in being on the show, they can go to Style Network's website and they can fill out an application process. Is that
exactly.
correct?
Exactly. They can go to mystyle.com and click on the Whose Wedding Is It Anyway link. And then there's a whole community there. There's recaps of the shows, there's schedules, there's all the cast members, there are bios and contact information. There's also a form that says, be on the show.
Wow.
Read carefully.
Okay? Read the details.
Read the fine print, right. And if you're so lucky to, you know, get selected, it's an interesting experience. All my clients have been on and said, you know, they love it. They love it. And they're like, people will recognize them. That show is not only shown here in the United States, but it's shown in 40 other countries.
My
goodness. I know this because I travel a lot. I've been in London Heathrow. I've been in the Dominican Republic. I've been in Jamaica, and people know who I am.
Wow.
It's freaking amazing to me.
Wow. And, you know, what I love is that you are a real planner. So it's not just TV. You are the owner of Premier Event Management,
right.
the creative director. So people can actually come to you, even if they don't want to be a part of the show,
right.
they can come to you. So tell us about your company.
Well, Premier Event Management. management, that's my baby. And I left corporate America to make sure that I, you know, realized my dream. And this is, you know, my dream. But we do both weddings and special occasions. We also do corporate work. And I have a team of approximately 30 people that I work with. And that's my goal in business, to build my own little empire.
Yeah.
So I have a great team of people I work with. But as a creative director, the beauty comes through my eyes. And my team implements it. But, you know, we've planned, oh, my God, hundreds of weddings. And each one of them is distinctly different. I don't repeat. You know, I have people who look at my portfolio and say, oh, I love so-and-so's wedding that was on the show. And my
story
is, oh, that's lovely, but you're not getting it. Because that's not who you are.
Right.
This event, this wedding, I design weddings to look like the bride and groom.
Customized.
So, whoever they are, whatever their love style is, whatever their vibe is, that's how I design a wedding to look. I don't design it to look like what just came out of the magazine. It can,
all right.
By the time I'm done with it, it will be appropriate enough
to put in the magazine. There you go.
Right, but not, you know, I don't do that. I really, 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 really sit down and I get to know my clients. And when they walk into their rooms or their venues or wherever, they get it instantly.
All
they,
right.
They will say, you know, you, boy, you really did put your foot in that, didn't you?
Now, that sounds like my auntie from Milledgeville, Georgia. She would say that statement. You put your foot
family,
in that.
I've got family from the South, so
there
I always tell people that Southern hospitality is probably a good part of why I'm successful at what I do, because it, being hospitable is a good thing, and that's something that we have lost along the way.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people out there just don't understand how to be a good host or a good hostess. And when you're the bride and groom, you know, that is what you're doing at your reception.
Right.
And it's the first party you were hosting. So it pays to be gracious, and people will remember it, you know, for a long time if you do it the right way.
All right. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, visit Premier Event Management online at www.theweddingdiva.com. Again, that's www.theweddingdiva.com. I love that web address. I love that. I love that. If you just your nickname, yes.
So my colleagues, Mark Kingsdorf out of Philadelphia, the Queen of Hearts wedding consultant,
yes,
gave me the name Diva. And, you know, there's all kinds of iterations about it.
Right.
But yeah, it's a nickname that I've had for about 6 years now. And
wow.
And that's what people call me when they see me, Diva.
Hey, oh.
Hey, look, my name is Leigh. They're like, you're the wedding diva.
Like, you got it, the wedding diva. Phenomenal. Again, ladies and gentlemen, online, visit them, theweddingdiva.com, and that's Premier Event Management. And if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting right here from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, on Blog Talk Radio. We appreciate all of our listeners from all across the World Wide Web. Now, Lynette, you're based in Maryland. Great. So do you service Maryland? Do you travel? How does that work if someone wants to, say, if they're in Richmond, can they get your services?
The answer is yes, but here's the caveat.
Uh-huh.
Our primary geographical range is Baltimore and the district.
Okay.
We travel outside of the area for a different fee, but and we take on limited amounts of those ways because, simply put, it is more than a notion for me to be, let's say, in Baltimore.
Right.
Outside in Richmond. There's a lot of footwork that has to happen on the ground, and I wouldn't have it any other way. So, yes, we'd get a lot of requests, and I was like, yeah, watch your checkbook, we can do that.
Right, right.
No, but we do we've done weddings outside of the country, we've done them in other states, so, you know, have checkbook, we'll travel.
All right, and our listeners that are in the district, Maryland, Largo, Laurel, all Baltimore, we shouting you out, so you all can definitely check out Premier Event Management. So you talked a little bit about your design style already, kind of that customization. Christmas is upon us. This week, Christmas is upon us, and traditionally, there are a lot of people who get their engagement rings and get engaged during Christmas time. What type of advice do you give to newly engaged couples?
First, take a breath. Seriously.
Okay.
People get, stop right there.
Uh-huh.
You know, simmer down for a minute, and take 72 hours, and don't even think about the actual process of getting married. Just enjoy those 72 hours, 3 days, looking at the sparkle on your hand and realizing that you're about to make a really big commitment.
Wow.
On the fourth day, start looking for a wedding planner. If you're in the area, call me. But what people need to understand is that the best weddings happen because they're planned.
Right.
Very few just happen because, you know, well, we're here, and so you're here, and here's a mission, let's get married. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
Part two of the equation is I ask people to have realistic expectations about what can and cannot happen.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people watch TV, they think, ooh, well, you did that on TV, and I'm like, yeah, see, that's why it's called television.
Right.
I don't have a magic wand. People think I do, but I don't.
Right.
And weddings cost money. The national average for a wedding is $30,000.
Okay.
Think about that. You got that? Or don't you?
Right.
If you don't, doesn't mean you can't have a wedding. But, you know, I have people who come sit in my office, and my staff will tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
They want 300 people, 30 people in the wedding party, and their budget is $10,000.
Wow.
For everything.
And in the district in Baltimore area, Maryland area?
No, that is, I've heard that other places too. And I'm like, okay, here's what's wrong with that. And I tell people up front. You know,
right.
When you sit in my office, I'm going to tell you the truth because that's why you're there. But if you tell me that you have 300 guests, 30 people in your wedding party, and your entire budget for everything is $10,000, I'm going to bust your bubble real
right.
quick. And I want you to pass out on the floor right now when I tell you how much it's really going to cost.
Right.
Because a good wedding planner, and mind you, this industry is oversaturated. I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody and his mother thinks they can do this. They get married on Saturday. They're a wedding planner on Tuesday.
Right.
Okay, you have people out here who don't have the experience, and I'm sorry, get no do-overs with this. This is somebody's one day.
Right.
And if you don't know what you're doing, you're going to screw this up, and this is not good. But, same back to what I was saying, when I tell you that you're going to need about $30,000, don't sit there and look at me as if I grew five heads. I'm telling
right.
you the truth. I have no reason to lie to you, because you're going to pay me what you're going to pay me, okay?
Right.
I don't, you know, take kickbacks from anybody. That thing about realistic expectations is so important. It is so important. Because if you decide that's how you want to roll, hey, I'm not mad at you.
Right.
But you need to up that budget. Conversely, you know, if you say, okay, fine, all I have is $10,000, then my job is to show you how to work with that.
Right.
And yes, you can. But you must go in with eyes wide open. And I think that is what the biggest problem is. And most professional planners will tell you the same thing. Like, you know, we can do a lot. But if you give me no money, yet you want, you have basically
the moon and
beer budget. You don't even have a beer budget. You have water budget.
Wow.
It's not even bottled water. It's tap water.
It's tap water.
Straight out of the spigot. Right. So you
my.
Can't, you know, do it. And there are people who get offended. They're like, well, you know, everybody doesn't have money. I got that. Oh, believe me.
Right.
I know that. But at the same time, you know, when my mama said she would cook, why would you want her to?
Right.
Well, so-and-so said they'll make a dress. Why would you want that to happen? Well, my uncle said he'll take pictures. You know he can't take pictures at a family reunion. Why would you want him to do it for your wedding?
The picture's all crooked and dusty.
Right.
And
right. And so, you know, there's so many different factors here. This is what I need people to understand. So when you come and talk to me, you know, I'm going to tell you the truth. Now, you have two choices, believe it or not.
Right.
If you believe it, I'm happy to work with you. If you don't, I'm not the planner for you because I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. People will do that. I'm not one of those people.
Right. And so, it's better to be honest and upfront.
Yeah, I want to tell you now, your wedding's a year away. Let me tell you now, it's going to cost you a grip.
Right.
Be prepared for that. And no, you don't have to go in debt. You don't have to get a home equity loan. You don't have to raise your 401k. It's about smart, sensible planning. And, you know, a lot of people think a wedding planner is a luxury. Not.
No.
Here's the deal. I know what I'm doing. I do it all the time.
Right.
However,
do not.
I've never planned a party for 200 people. You
right.
You try to manage transportation logistics, menu logistics. No, I do.
All
so,
right. Well said.
You know, and no, yes, I need a contract from everybody. I don't care who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens if you get your aunt to make the cake and she said, baby, my arthritis is acting up. So I'm not going to be able to be there today. Oh, guess what? You have no cake.
Right.
Right. So, you know, all these things that people are like, you're so funny. I'm like, that's not funny.
That's real.
That's real, and that's not funny. So I always encourage people to like, well, you know, I think wedding plans cost a lot. And I always say you get what you pay for.
Absolutely.
So somebody, if I charge you four figures, if someone says, I can do the same thing for $100, you need to revisit that. because there's something that's lost in translation.
Absolutely. And I am a big proponent of consumers being educated, knowing, you know, check the prices so that you don't go into something. You can go on the internet, there's so much information available that you don't have to go into a meeting blindsided.
And not only that, I mean, for me, if someone goes to my website, our starting prices are on the website.
Right.
I don't want to waste anybody's time and vice versa. Because time is valuable. It's a very, very, very valuable commodity, you know, to everybody. At the same time, you're asking me to make sure this day is stellar. That's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
It is. And, you know, I'm not the kind of planner that, you know, you'll just see me. No, no, no. You'll see me, and you'll see, like, maybe 10 other people working that day. That's our job. And you have to pay for that. But
right.
At the end, you know, my clients will be the first to say, everything went, man, like champagne.
Yeah.
And if something happened, she never told us. You're right.
And they ended up with a stunning, beautiful, well-managed, awe-inspiring event.
On-time event.
On-time event.
On-time event.
I love it.
So, you know, that is, it's not hard. It's just that I think that people get blinded by the sparkle of the diamond and
mm-hmm.
they're not ready to face the facts. And the cold, hard facts is that, A, it takes about a year to plan a good wedding. It really
mm-hmm.
does. B, you know, sit down and talk to a planner.
Mm-hmm.
Really. You know, and let them know what your challenges are, you know, what you have to work with. Because if you don't tell us, we have no way.
Right.
Excuse me. We have no way of knowing. And that way we can help you. Because if you don't, then, you know, when I come to you and tell you, by the way, those invitations are $3,000.
$3,000?
My budget is $500.
Right.
You know, so there you go.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. You heard it here live from an expert. We are talking to Lynette Richardson Hall of Style Networks, Whose Wedding Is It Anyway?, the creative director and principal consultant of Premier Event Management. Check her out online at www.theweddingdiva.com. Lynette, I have enjoyed talking to you. I'm telling you, you're just like on the show. You're just like it. Stay like that. Stay like that.
I plan on it because I think it's just really important that, you know, in an industry that is huge, people who stand out are the ones who are what I call the authentic self. And I've
yeah.
always, you know, tried to be like that. And I'm just as kooky as the next person, but I love what I do, and I'm passionate about it. And, you know, I want to work with brides and grooms who want to have a very unique experience. You know, cookie cutter, vanilla, no. That's
right.
Not who I am. If you're willing to sit and, like, think outside the box,
mm-hmm.
you're my kind of client, and I want to talk to you.
All right. I think that's phenomenal. As we wrap up this segment, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. Tell me, what motivates Lynette?
Success. Success is one of the most powerful motivators in the world. I guarantee it. And I think people have different notions of success.
Uh-huh.
I consider myself successful, not because I'm on television,
right.
but because through my events and through what I do, I'm able to be a part of something that's so special. It's like being a midwife at a birth.
Wow.
I get to see love born every weekend. And it's kind of humbling in a way because
yeah.
it's a very intimate thing. And I think as a woman in business, the ability to call the shots.
Yes.
Great thing. I mean, I left corporate America back in 1997, so it tells you how long I've been gone.
Mm-hmm.
And there are times when I'm just like, and I know I can walk back in, even in this economy, and get
right.
a job. But I choose not to because I like being the master of my own destiny. And I actually, in my office, I have a saying that hangs right above my computer, and I want to share it with your listeners because this really is my philosophy
yes.
in life. It's, if you advance confidently in the direction of your dreams and endeavor to live the life that you have imagined, you will meet with a success unexpected in common hours. And that's by Henry David Thoreau. And the thrust of it is like, look, do what you like, you'll
mm-hmm.
always be successful. You can tell the people who do well are doing well because that is where their passion lies, and that is the energy that they're, you know, I believe in positive energy to the universe, to put
right.
it out there, and it's coming back. So that is, to me, the hallmark of success. I also believe in paying things forward and reaching back at the same time.
All right.
I do a lot of mentoring work, a lot in the industry.
Yeah.
And I'm not closed mouth because, you know what, a closed hand negates nothing.
Right.
If your hand is closed. But I opened it up, and I think by doing that, I've reaped so many rewards, not only, you know, materially, but emotionally, too, and I've made great relationships along the way. And I attribute all that just to that one thing.
Yeah.
I'm straight up, I've been very blessed. I always say that God blessed me a lot. I've been favored, and I think I'm favored because this is where I'm supposed to be. I'm not walking outside of my path. I'm right in it.
My goodness.
I encourage people who want to start businesses or who have definable goals. You know, we've got a new year coming up. Walk in the path that has been determined for you, and you will know what it is. Don't get it twisted. You will know. The minute you're in that path, everything you touch, you're like Midas. It turns to gold.
All right. I can't add anything to that or take anything away from that. Lynette, we have enjoyed having you here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We have to bring you back again.
Please, I would love to. And thank you so much for having me. I want to wish you and all of your listeners a very, very, very Merry Christmas and an equally prosperous and blessed New Year.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
All righty. Have a good one.
All right. You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Visit my official website at www.mitchell-productions.com. Again, that's www.mitchell-productions.com. And there you can check out all of my past shows. If you missed any portion of this interview with Lynette Richardson Hall, you can go back and listen to the full interview and also send a link to a friend. From me to you, have a fabulous, wonderful holiday, and may God bless you.